people who weren't here earlier when we gave our first little announcement, I'd just like to welcome everyone to the 4th Annual Sculpture Building Bash. And second of all, there's a lot of people here tonight, and we're trying to make it comfortable for as many people as possible. Everybody can, when things get very tight, just take a step back and make sure everything goes nice and smooth. It would be really helpful for us. For anybody who doesn't know, Tim and I are selling refreshments in the back over here, right over where Tim's smiling. Tim, we have cider and bagels. I think we have made too many bagels, but we have lots of them over there, so if you need to get some eats, please go over there. And we're going to bring Peter on for a second.
I'd like to say thank you. We are raising money for the sculpture building. The sculpture building has been dead for 30 years, and tonight you are helping to resurrect it. Please remember, or don't.
Okay, so everybody please chill out, have a great time, and let's have some fish. You guys ready? Alright, here we go.
Suzette Greenberg. little bit in there. Drop the phone.
your money where your mouth is. Put them in a field, man. Let them fight it out. I'm running so fast, my feet don't touch the ground. I'm a stranger here. I'm going down. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's get this show on the road. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Thank you.
on the rugged trail toward the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace. A gospel singer with pox on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Okay, Chris, let's get a little ambiance here with the mirrored ball. He first met a Millie in a bar in Peru. His heart was living like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage in an old Dutch zoo. It was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Hello, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found me and Millie on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and he hit the deck.
is in the bathtub, making soup for the ambassadors. And I'm in the hallway, singing through the troubadours. And the kings are all lined up outside the gate. And the autumn bells ringing, but they'll just have to wait. Where is the Joker? Have you seen him around his two-cone cap that he wears like a crown? Have you seen his striped stocking or heard his sad tale about the kids under the carpet and the purple humpback whale? They show up one by one. Grit is tasting all the soup to see if it is done. And Wendy's on the windowsill waiting to be let in. And we're all in the bathtub now, making bathtub gin. When the kings stormed the hallway, they've climbed up through the gate. They didn't mean to be impolite, but they just couldn't wait. Here comes the Joker with his silly grin. He carries a martini made of bathtub gin. Here comes the Joker. We all must laugh, 'cause we're all in this together, and we love to take a bath. top of the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. Come from top of the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. Unless you believe it anyway. I was riding down the road one day. Someone had a possum riding down the road one day. Someone had a possum. Thank you. on the road one day. So I'm here to pasta. Riding down the road one day. The road was his end, his end was that race.
Get some air, why don't you? It's really nice and cool out there. Thank you.
So we got all these boxes of macaroni and cheese. So everybody gets a box of macaroni and cheese and just help us out on this next tune here.
And if you could not shake too hard so that we can maybe keep this macaroni and cheese boxes and give them to some worthwhile charity. You know, after the gig, there's enough for everybody.
Just pass them back, man. Everybody just take one because we got enough for the whole room.
Hey, give me some macaroni and cheese. If it's a macaroni and cheese over here, we'll throw some out to the audience.
Pass them back, man. Here comes some. Keep them in the box, man, because it's going to sound really cool in this next... All right, Fish. Fish is gonna hit it here so you guys can start getting it while we... Thank you. Who doesn't have them yet? We got a lot more. Thank you. As is Max and Cheese here. Help us out with this one.
Boulder in the water.
tie cable to a tree. Move a stick in a game of lipstick, perfume, fly paper, reader, press a razor to a sky, cross a needle with a clue. Knee deep in the motel tub, reba dangle little from the lip. Dip, sip. People battle to the nail with a lipstick, perfume, mutter to a farmer in a truck. Take the cheetah, reba, cheetah on the prowl in a cage, stick a boulder in the water, tie a cable to a tree. Mutter nature to the mag with a lipstick, perfume, move a flush of fresh farm left over thunder in a circle. Down the pipes. Sell to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store. Reba put a stopper at the bottom of the tub. Picked up a jar, unscrewed the top, and watched it drop into the water. A little scoop of plaster mix, some coffee grounds and mud, and then she stirred it with a ladle that her grandmother had bought her. So in a pot of melted wax, a forefoot and a hook, apple cores, worms galore, or a can of some corrosive, rubbed down in chloroform, some wicker and some cork. Toxic waste and purple paste, she hoped was not explosive. Reba dipped a ladle for a taste of her creation, and she knew that what she'd made would be the finest in the nation. Singing, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it, sell it to the butcher in the store. Oh, bag it, tag it. To the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, bag it, tag it. Thank you. To the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot. Faggot, faggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot. Sell it to the butcher in the store, oh, faggot, faggot.
get off his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles of the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shop. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that our knowledge seems impure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa, the sacred greed will be yours. This mockingbird flies down, landing on Iculus' shoulder. Iculus whispers in the famous mockingbird's ear to fly to the castle and steal the helping friendly book from the evil King Wilson. Thank you. Okay, a belated, I have to wish a happy birthday to Mary Ellen right now. 19 years old. Have a good one. Thank you. he said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the helping friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never, never go in back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards say, I've died. 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 Book it seemed possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes the raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knights were in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thunk. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never ever go in back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards say, I'm dying. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We see you next year. Right here. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The car is the thing on the road that takes you back to your abode. Take us home. You bet I will. For the skylight above you, it's the way you cling to the road when the wind tries to shunt you. I'd never go drive away and come back home without you.
Mm-hmm.